morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, November 5th. You'll be interested to know. 33 years ago, today, in 1992, Long Beach, California welcomed a new resident of about 8 pounds, 7 ounces. His parents sometimes called him Larry the Lobster, but we all know him now as just Mikey. So happy birthday to you, Mr. Pays. Everyone here at Sunny Mornings hopes you have a great day. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Wednesday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with 2 feet from a south-southwest ground swell. Conditions stay consistent at 2 feet until midday when they shift to fair and then choppy as the wind picks up. Currently, the wind is offshore at 5 miles per hour, shifting onshore as the day progresses. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 7-foot high tide when the south-southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Wednesday will be 7 feet at 8 a.m., followed by a -1-foot low tide at 3. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. Thursday starts with clean conditions and waves at 1 to 2 feet, gradually building to 3+ feet by late afternoon. Friday maintains clean surf with heights around 4 to 6 feet in the morning, but conditions become choppy by midday. Saturday sees a drop in size to 2 to 3+ feet, with clean conditions prevailing throughout the day. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 63 degrees with 5-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:54 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:15. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny weather today with a high near 65 and a light southwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 58 and a gentle northwest wind. Looking ahead in the weather, Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 65 and a northwest breeze of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Friday through Sunday, stay mostly to partly sunny with highs rising slightly to around 69 and overnight lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Waymo, the robo-taxi pioneer, is expanding its services to San Diego, starting next year, to stay ahead of competitors in the autonomous vehicle race. Residents will soon join those in cities like San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Austin, who currently take hundreds of thousands of rides weekly in driverless cabs. Waymo will begin with a limited number of all-electric Jaguar I-Pace and Zeekr RT vehicles, with plans to operate in downtown before reaching areas like Pacific Beach and Liberty Station. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria emphasized the importance of innovative technologies for more accessible and sustainable transportation in the community. As Waymo strengthens its position, competitors like Tesla and Amazon are still working to launch their own driverless services. Now on to sports. Following an action-packed trade deadline, the NFL season remains wide open. 4 of the top 7 Super Bowl contenders lost in Week 9, altering the odds to win the Super Bowl. The Indianapolis Colts made a significant trade for All-Pro cornerback Sauce Gardner, solidifying their push for a Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs maintain the top spot in Super Bowl odds despite a loss to the Buffalo Bills. The Bills have jumped to second with odds plus 600, while the Detroit Lions, Los Angeles Rams, and Philadelphia Eagles are tied for third at plus 800. The Colts and Seattle Seahawks also improved their odds, with the Colts now at plus 1,100 and the Seahawks at plus 1,400. In local sports, San Diego Padres pitcher Yu Darvish will be out for the entire 2026 season after undergoing elbow surgery. Darvish had surgery to repair his flexor tendon on his right elbow and had an internal brace attached to his ulnar collateral ligament on Wednesday, October 29th, as announced by Darvish and Padres President of Baseball Operations, A.J. Preller. The 39-year-old pitcher shared on social media that he will focus on rehabilitation to pitch comfortably again. In top news, Six Flags America has permanently closed after 51 years of operation. The amusement park, located in Bowie, Maryland, shut its gates for the last time on Sunday. Fans criticized the chain for closing the historic 108-year-old Wild One roller coaster. On its final day, large crowds flocked to enjoy the rides, with wait times exceeding 2 hours for popular attractions. Unfortunately, the Superman Ride of Steel suffered a mechanical issue, disappointing many fans. Local officials are committed to a thoughtful redevelopment process for the site, which has long been a cherished part of the community. In business news, OpenAI announced it has signed a 7-year, $38 billion deal with Amazon Web Services to buy cloud services for products like ChatGPT and Sora. This agreement provides access to hundreds of thousands of NVIDIA graphics processors for training and running AI models. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman stated, "Scaling frontier AI requires massive, reliable compute." The company will use Amazon Web Services immediately, with all planned capacity online by the end of 2026. Despite challenges, OpenAI's annualized revenue run rate is expected to reach about $20 billion by year's end. The company is also laying the groundwork for an initial public offering that could value it at up to $1 trillion. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% to $102,000. Ethereum is down 8% to just over $3,300. And XRP is down 0.5% to $2.25. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. The Internet Archive's legal battles have concluded, but founder Brewster Call laments the losses, stating, "We survived, but it wiped out the library." Last month, the Internet Archive celebrated its trillionth archived webpage, with San Francisco designating October 22nd as Internet Archive Day. Despite emerging from copyright disputes, the archive lost over 500,000 books from its open library. Call believes the world became stupider due to these losses, yet he remains dedicated to new projects. He aims to transform the Internet Archive into a vital resource, emphasizing the importance of libraries in preserving knowledge. entertainment news. Real humans do not stream Drake songs 23 hours a day, a rapper suing Spotify claims. This proposed class action may force Spotify to reimburse artists harmed by streaming fraud. The lawsuit alleges that Spotify profits from fake Drake streams, robbing other artists of hundreds of millions in revenue shares. Filed by the American rapper known as RBX, the lawsuit claims that Spotify ignores billions of fraudulent streams each month. RBX argues that Spotify benefits from bot networks that inflate user numbers, ultimately impacting artist earnings. The outcome could affect over 100,000 rights holders since January 1st, 2018. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American author and motivational speaker, Jim Rohn. And he said, "Success is not to be pursued. It is to be attracted by the person you become." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.